Miss Doyle, he might say when we took our daily tea. You see them for yourself. Are they not the dirtiest, laziest dogs?
Yes, sir, I'd reply softly, though I felt increasingly uncomfortable because I could sense resentment growing among the crew.
And was ever a Christian more provoked than I?
No, sir.
Now, he would always ask, what have you observed?
Dutifully, I would report everything I'd seen and heard, the dodges from work, the clenched fists, the muttered oaths of defiance that I had tried hard not to hear. When I'd done, he always said the same.
Before we hove home, Miss Doyle, I shall break them to my will, each and every one.
One afternoon the wind ceased, and for days after the Seahawk was becalmed. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced. Not only did the breeze vanish and the heat rise, but the sea lay like something dead. Air became thick, positively wringing wet, searing to the lungs. Fleas and roaches seemed to crawl out from every timber. The ship, festering in her own malodorous breath, moaned and groaned. 5 times during those days, Captain Jaggery ordered the jolly boats lowered. With Mr. Hollybrass in command of one, Mr. Keach the other, they towed the Seahawk in search of wind. It was useless. No wind was to be found. Then the captain, abruptly accepting the ship's windless fate, set the men to work harder than ever, as though the doldrums had been prearranged in order that he might refit and burnish the Seahawk as though new made.
Sweet are the uses of adversity, he instructed me.
The complaints of the crew grew louder. The oaths became, by perceptible degrees, darker yet. When I reported all this to the captain, he frowned and shook his head.
No one ranks for creative genius like a sailor shirking work.
The crew is tired, I murmured, trying to suggest in a hesitant, vague way that even I could see that the men were fatigued and in need of rest.
Miss Doyle, he said with a sudden, hard laugh, even while urging a second sweet biscuit upon me, you have my word. They shall wake up when we run into storm.
How right he was. But the storm was, at first, man-made.
This ends Disc 2.